From bus tickets to antiques, most of us collect something. I'm Ruby Wright, and over the next 6 weeks, I'll take you on a tour of some of England's more extraordinary collections. Today, I've crossed the Severn Bridge to visit Melville Watts, whose collection is housed in a large lockup on an industrial estate in Gloucestershire.
Side of the river, Severn, and we're on the site of the old Lydney Tinplate Works, who employed so many people in the old days, apart from the mines and the agricultural and the forestry. And Lydney has a port where they used to, it is not active now, the ships used to go out with coal, because at the turn of the century we were mining 1 million tons of coal, pick and shovel. My name is Melville Watts, and I won't tell you my age, but my twin brother is 85 next month. And I was born here quite unexpectedly, because my mother was only expecting one baby, and I arrived the second one. And here we are, and I suppose, looking back over the years, I've built up a nice little set of toys, which I love. And it's my privilege to show you them today.
I want to give you my thoughts.
Fantastic.
Right? Now, you're coming to my, whatever you like to call it, museum, my toys. My grandfather was the ironmonger, and he had apprentice in Bristol, and he came over to Lydney in 1880, and he sold everything for the farmer, for the collieries, for the tin plate works, and for the household. And here, for instance, we have one of his mangles with his name cast in the top, and you can hear it go round. It's really a lovely piece.
This is a clothes mangle.
That's right, a clothes mangle, yes. And then he used to sell cookers for the cottages and so on, the miners' cottages, and we have one over here.
Well, now, this beautiful range. Is this a range?
Yes, it's a range, yes. And it's very heavy, yeah. And it was called the Newport. I would think it was the early 20s, I would say.
So these are all things that you sort of inherited?
I'm a preservationist, and I can, if anything popped up, I just sort of had to have it. And then people told me that they had these various pieces of equipment, such as the mangle and such as the cooker and so on, and would I like them? Of course, the ironmonger was really a tradesman. He used to sell dynamite as well. And carbide for the lamps, and being a bit of an engineer, he was the forerunner with the motor car, and started up with Model T Fords. This is pre 1914, and in front of me, of course, we have a penny farthing.
Of course,
there's two of them here, but there's one over there. Well, then out of the ironmonger shop came these Model T Fords. And when I came across some old vehicles, really put out for scrap, I just had to buy them. And here we have an Overland car. It's a Willys Overland made in Toledo, Ohio.
And it's bright yellow, sort of custard-coloured yellow,
I'd
say.
And, of course,
the very fine wooden steering wheel.
Is it? And it's a lovely tour. You can imagine driving around in the area. And it was meant to be superior to the Model T Ford. I think it had extra wooden spokes and so on. And here we have a Model T Ford sedan, 1922. It came from South Wales. And it's very rare. Quite a luxurious item.
It looks very luxurious.
Now, this is quite remarkable. This is a Model T Ford bus, and is left-hand drive. It came over from America in 1921. Now, this was put out as scrap. I'll show you a picture of it just a second.
That's what it looked like when you got hold of it?
Yes. And really, there wasn't a window broken, most extraordinary, but it was being used as a hen house. Now, I'd just like to show you. Come around and have a look, you see. I'll open the door. Do have a look.
It says, this bus has appeared in London Weekend Television Agatha Christie's Poirot.
Yes.
And it's got two long benches running down the sides. You could probably fit about 7 or 8 people down each side, I think.
Yes, and the miners would go for their dart suppers or dart matches or various social events. Not necessarily very comfortable, but there's a little window at the top so you can talk to the driver. This is my 1939 Leyland Cub fire engine. I got it from Monmouthshire, Abyssacon, about 1960, and I paid £100 for it. And then I had to pay £80 to get a ladder from somewhere else. It's a beautiful ladder. And
is it a fire engine ladder?
Proper fire engine ladder, yes. Now, the firemen all sit on the side, I suppose two in the front, and about four either side.
Oh, and what's this? Yeah.
All aboard.
So that's the equivalent of the siren.
Of course, it's just been to Lydney Hospital Fete, and it gives the children such wonderful time climbing up on the back and steering away. We make sure they're absolutely safe, but they so enjoy it. Should we go on to the Daimler?
Let's do that.
Yes. Someone said they knew where there was an old Daimler that a farmer had at Llantrisant up in the mountains behind Cardiff. So I went to see him, and I thought, well, it looked such a load of rubbish. £25 was the price. But since I felt that prices had gone up a bit, I offered him 50, and he was only too pleased to accept. It's done, I think, 1,000,000 miles, and I drove it in 1967 to London to Brighton, all the way from Lydney, which was quite a mighty effort, really.
Was it uncomfortable?
I had a co-driver. Yes, you sit on the petrol tank, which holds about 50 gallons. Anyway, you can pop up inside and
fantastic.
Have a look. Trouble is, it's getting back down.
Ah, yes.
A bit of arthritis. Right, well, here we are. Shall I? Just imagine sitting up here. There's no door on the left-hand side. The other side just has no door either, but just an open window. And if it's raining, you just push the glass, half the glass windscreen in front of you, and you really need a mat on your knees and so on.
But a fine view, I'd say. You must have
You get a lovely view. I remember going over the Severn Bridge, the first Severn Bridge, and you look down over the water. It seemed quite a shaker, really, going over that bridge. It's a long way down there.
It is.
Over here, I have a horse-drawn carriage, which was given me by my aunt. It's about an 1890 brougham. It's beautifully made. It's two-seater.
It's got a sort of black leather padded interior. Again, it's quite luxurious.
And beautiful curved windscreen. Very nice indeed.
Do you get requests from people who want to have this at their wedding?
Well, I've got another carriage which a friend of mine uses for weddings.
So it strikes me, Melville, that with all these vehicles, they must be large versions of the toys that you might have had when you were a boy.
Well, you can say that, but as I say, I am a preservationist, and I just don't like to see these go out the district. Many people have offered me Alvis, Bentleys and other vehicles, Aston Martins, but I never went into that because they weren't local. Now,
tell me what we're standing by.
Well, we're standing by a Hoogeyes fair organ, which is very rare, and it was built in 1912 by Louis Hoogeyes in Belgium for a showman. And there's only 30 in the whole country, in the whole world, sorry. Some are in America and some are on the continent. Well, for some reason, I had the chance to buy it, which I did, and I bought it in 1978. And it was beautifully restored by Arthur Prinsen, a very well-known restorer in Belgium, and he also cut new music books for the organ.
How big is it?
Well, it is 20 feet long, I suppose. Yeah.
About 7 foot high,
yes,
maybe?
Yes, and the little figures, you've got the conductor in the middle with his baton, and you've got two players either side ringing their bells. And here, we think, is the original paintwork.
It's quite sort of rococo, isn't it? It's lots of scrolls and curls, yes, and feathers, yes, and roses. So can we hear it?
Yes, you can hear it.
Where's the best place to stand?
You probably want to be back there.
Oh, really? It's powerful, is it?
People play at the end of their day in the fair, and when they, the very last piece they play when they say goodbye, it's God be with you until we meet again.
Collectors was produced by me, Ruby Wright, with thanks to Lal Hitchcock. For more information, visit rubywright.wordpress.com.